Hello, and welcome to our webinar today. First, I would like to introduce myself. I'm Bruce Ackman, and I'm the founder of EasyNet Tools. And today's webinar is titled, Building a Social Media Marketing Machine. An interesting book came out some time back by an author named Seth Godin. And the name of the book was Permission-Based Marketing, or Permission Marketing, Turning Strangers into Friends and Friends into Customers. And I think that there's a lot of interesting information in this book and a lot of truths that we can learn about marketing. In his book, one of the things that he states is he calls the old traditional advertising, he calls it interruption marketing. And his contention in the book is that in today's economy, people are just too used to commercials and things that are running. And so we've just automatically built into our mind that when we see an interruption advertisement, we tune it out, we turn it off, or we skip over it. You know, you're watching your favorite television show, and it just builds and builds to the most exciting part, and then all of a sudden, bam, you're into a toilet paper commercial. And you know, people just don't like that anymore. And so our mind just automatically tunes out, and we're seeing that with even banner advertising on the Internet. They're just not working like they used to. And his contention is that we should use permission-based marketing, where instead of going out there and pushing our ads to people, we're having them come to us. They're giving us their permission, and they're looking. We now have their attention. Instead of turning them off, we're turning them on because we're pulling them into us. So one of the big questions, and I know that one of the things that I thought when I saw this social media marketing going on is, how do we really as a business make that work for us? How do we make money with social media marketing? And I think that's a big question, and you need to look at a simple answer of how to make social marketing work for you. If you go back to Seth Godin's model and even maybe expand on it a little bit, what we want to do is we want to take strangers, just people out there in the world that we don't know. We want to do something to get their attention, and we want to make them into followers, people who are following what we're doing. They're watching us, and they're collecting the information on us. Then we want to take those followers, and we want to turn them into friends, people that are regularly, that we're communicating with. And then we want to take those friends and we want to turn them into customers. And what we're going to talk about is a simple process of a way to go through that. It's kind of like a funnel. You know, you start out with lots of people out there in the world, and you narrow it down to some people that follow you, and then you narrow those down more into friends, and then finally you get down to your customers. Okay, so let's talk about the basic social media marketing machine and how that works. Really, in my view, there's two possible things that are the center of this machine. The main one that I like is an email list, because I think that that can be a really, really important tool for your business. Another potential center for this machine could be your website. And so what you want to do is you want to use all of your social media marketing either to generate your mailing list or to drive traffic to your website. But we want to capture them, and we want to get the names of those people, because that's one of the things that we're doing when we make that step of strangers into friends, is we're actually getting their name and email address so that we can carry on a two-way conversation. So as I said, I believe the most important thing can be an email list. And there are a lot of different software packages out there to use for collecting your email list and for mailing to your mailing list, but this can be a critical part of your business, and you need to set up a strategy with your email, with an email marketing, so that you've got emails going out on a consistent basis. Whatever it is that you tell them when they sign up, you need to do that. If you tell them that you're going to send them a newsletter once a week or once a month, then that's what you do. You know, your friends don't like to be lied to. So we need, whatever we do, we need to tell them what we're going to do before we do it, and then we need to do it. So an email list can really be gold, pure gold for your business, because it will just keep producing and producing and producing. And as long as you're building that list up and keeping a good, clean list, it can work incredibly effective for your business. We have a whole other webinar that we do just on email marketing. And there are actually lots of good information on that. And it's actually, we've recorded that, and it's a video available on our Launch to Success website that you can go watch as well. But think about having an email list and using it very effectively in your business. This, in my opinion, is really the center of media marketing campaign. Okay, so now that we've talked about what the center of our machine is, now let's talk about the individual elements that are going to feed into that. And out there in the world, they call this the Trinity, the Holy Trinity of this kind of marketing. Let's talk about each of these individually and what they do. But we want each of these elements to feed leads into our email list. Okay, first is blogs. And the reason that I've got a W on there, probably one of the most popular blogging software out there is WordPress. But there are many, many other options for you to use in blogging, all kinds of different. You just type in blog and you can get lists of free blogs or other kinds of blogs that you can sign up to use with your marketing business. So what is a blog? Here's an example that I've selected, and I'll use this company because I think that they do a pretty effective marketing with blogs and with these other things. This company is called the Preparedness Pantry, and this is just a snippet of their blog site. But a blog is basically time. It's kind of like a diary. Or posts. You put up blog posts on different days. You can see here down the side that they've got some dates, and then they have something that happened that day. This is a very, very simple blog, and you have a lot of control over what your blog looks like with different blogging software. Blogging is incredibly, incredibly popular out there. You can insert videos, you can insert audio, you can insert pictures, you can insert graphics, but it's a great tool for getting information or content out there on the internet. And you can put this text out there, you can put links back to your website, you can put links to signing up. If you notice, right up here in the corner, in the upper corner, let me grab my little highlighter here and I'll highlight it. If you look right up here in the corner, what do you see? There's a little button that says subscribe now. So he's using this page to drive traffic to sign up to his mailing list. So again, very effective. He also has links across the top here that can drive traffic into his website. So he's using it to do both his website here with links across the top and to his mailing list to subscribe down the side. So you can obviously use that for both of those things, but social media is great for driving traffic to your website or for getting people to sign up to your mailing list. Okay? So now let's look at the next thing that you can do, the next cog in our machine, if you will, and that is Twitter. And Twitter has just grown enormously. It's incredibly popular for social media. Now, Twitter, where in the blog, you have basically, you can make blog posts as long as you want. You know, you can make short blog posts or you can make long blog posts. You can insert links. You can insert pictures. You can insert videos. Twitter is on the other end of the spectrum. Twitter is very, very simple. Okay? This is that same company's Twitter page. and you have a lot less control of what it looks like. You can control the background, and I would have recommended that this company use the same background as the other to make them all look the same. But Twitter is a very, very simple end on it, okay? With Twitter, your posts are called tweets. And you can see right up here, there's a tweet, and here's a list of the tweets that they've entered in. And if you even think about tweet, it just sounds like, you know, pretty short. And that's what these messages are. They're very, very short messages. Every tweet needs to be, it's very limited on the amount of text that you can put in. And with the URLs, when you can have, you know, just a short amount of text and then a link to a website and possibly a photo. You can see on here they've got a link to the photo. And even the links to the websites, the URLs, they provide a shortener so you can crunch those down as well. So the idea is, just small, get this out, this very short to very terse message out there and just, you know, pump it out there. Now the idea with the Twitter is to get followers. You want to get people to follow you, okay? And you can use all of these three cogs together. You can get people to follow you on Twitter from your blog, and you can get people to follow you, trade back and forth. You know, send people to your blog. You can send people to your blog from here. So you can send them to your website. You can put things to get them to sign up. But the idea is that you want to get somebody to follow you, okay? Because when they follow you here on Twitter, what's going to happen is they say follow you. There are essentially two different pages here on Twitter. What I'm showing you is the information page on this company, but there's also their homepage, okay? And on your homepage, what you're going to get is you're going to get messages from anyone that you've signed up to. So if you look at these guys, they don't have a whole huge following, but they've got they've only got 14. They're just getting started in the Twitter side of it. So of these 14 people that are following them, when they go out and post a tweet, it's going to show up on all 14 of those other people's websites. So if they follow their Twitters, they've asked for the information, and you send it out to them, and it just appears on their website. So you basically got a direct connection to those people. So they've given you their permission to send them that short information. So you can just, bam, hit them with a short tweet, and it can pop up on there, okay? So the idea here is to get lots of followers. And even though you have a limited amount of text here, if you think about keeping keywords in your text and keeping relevant things that may be interesting to people, they will find you because people can search for tweets, and you can come up in their tweet search. And if you do and they click on it, then maybe they'll follow you. And so if you have a lot of good information, you can get people to follow you. They've now given you permission, and then you keep sending them that information out to them. Again, with the objective to turn strangers into friends, friends into followers. Okay, so once they've subscribed to you or they've clicked on you, now they're going to get your information on a regular basis. They don't have to come looking for it all the time. Then hopefully you can turn those followers into friends who have signed up to your mailing list. And then you can work that mailing list to turn those friends into customers, okay? So Twitter is very simple, and I think just sort of fun to do just because it's so easy to tweet out there and let people know what's going on. And there are a lot of different tools to use with it as well, but it's really a pretty simple program. Like I say, you don't have too much capability to change the backgrounds or things. You can change the background, you can change the color, but you cannot change the way things are laid out, and you're very limited on your text for your descriptions and your text for your other things. Okay, now let's look at the last of the three cogs in our marketing machine, and that is Facebook. So just what is Facebook? And probably Facebook is so incredibly popular out there. It seemed like everyone's using Facebook anymore. And Facebook has been used, you know, for people to keep in touch with each other and send them little, oh, my wife was sending cartoons this morning. Oh, I've got to scan that cartoon and send it to all these people. And so it becomes a great communications tool for people. But you can also put up their business pages. And we're back to our preparedness pantry or prepared pantry to look at theirs. And with a Facebook page, you're really even more limited. You can't change the background. All you can do is use their format and put the content in pictures, photos, logos, text, videos, audio, whatever you want. You can put that in, but you cannot really affect the look of the page at all, hardly. Okay. Now look at what they've done with their page. They're selling baking mixes and things. And you know, they put this picture up there and it just makes your mouth water. Okay. They put up here pictures of all kinds of food and different things. And they use this to put up text, okay? And so they've got people that come to watch that. Again, on this page, you can put links in, and you can put information in and photos, but you want to drive traffic to your Twitter page, to your blog, to your website, and you want to get people to sign up to your mailing list. So the idea is to pull people into this page. Again, with Facebook, you don't have the same limitation on Twitter. Your posts to Facebook can be much larger, and again, you can put photos, and with the blog, you have no limitation, as far as I know, on the size and the amount of the posts you can be, or they're very large. And on Facebook, you can be pretty large on your postings as well. But you want to keep them, you know, maybe a little bigger than Twitter, but, you know, just keep it up there and keep constant information going into it. Whoops. Okay. Now what I want to do is I want to give you, in my opinion, what is the key to success in social media marketing. We're talking just about the basics today, but I want to give you one of the most important things, in my opinion, to make social media marketing successful. Okay? And that is simply no advertising. Okay? Do not advertise to people. And that sounds so strange. Here we're using this as a very, very powerful marketing medium, but yet we can't use any advertising. Okay? We're back to that that concept of interruption marketing. People do not want to be interrupted. Okay? And so you don't want to do that. If you can think of yourself at a party, okay, and you're going around from person to person at this party, and you're basically a walking advertisement telling them all about your great offer, you know, just bam, ba bam, you walk around to all these people. Pretty soon, if they're polite, they're just not going to listen to you anymore, and no one's going to want to talk to you. And if they're not polite, they might throw you out of the party, okay? And that would be that way if you were at a party or a business meeting. People do not like to be accosted by someone trying to push something onto them, okay? The whole concept with this social media marketing is not to be pushy and not to push things onto people. So the big, big rule, no advertising, because they will turn you off. Instead, social media is like fishing. Okay, think about fishing. All of those people out there are fish, and what we want to do is we want to draw them into us. So if you think about, we want to do this from the fish's perspective, not from ours. Okay, if my favorite food is pot roast, and I put pot roast on the end of a hook, it's probably not going to be nearly as effective as a worm. I don't particularly care to eat worms. I've tried to avoid that throughout my life, but it's great for fishing. Okay, fish love worms, so I've got to fish with what the fish want. And so, in our social media marketing, we need to look at our customer, our potential customer, and determine what it is that interests them. What would they like us to give them? Okay, and then that's what we want to provide through social media marketing. So instead of being pushy and pushing our information onto them by advertising, we want to pull them in. We want to lure them in by providing them with something that they want. Okay. The fuel for our social media marketing machine is content. Content is information, text, videos, audio, whatever it is that you want to put together, whatever you're providing as content, information that you're going to provide to these people. And that content needs to be relevant, things that they are interested in. And so that's what we're going to put on our blogs. We're going to make short little things, the tweets, and give links to that information. We can put a blog post up there that's longer, giving them some information, and tweet that we just put it up there. And here's a link to go look at the content that we just put up there. But content is the fuel that makes a social media marketing machine work. The statement that you've heard out there since the inception of the internet, content is king. And today, with social media marketing, it is never more true. Okay? Content is king. And that is the key to make social media marketing machine work, is good content that our customers want, not information that they don't want being pushed upon them. Okay? If we go back to this site with this, for this preparedness pantry, which I think he does a very effective job on, he gives people information about, not just about his products. You can't see him really trying to advertise his products here. He's providing them with information that they want, okay? If I were to go down further in this, I would find recipes. I would find where people ask him questions about baking, and have you seen this kind of product? And he answers those questions with content. He is using information that people want. And by putting that information that people want out there, he draws them into the site. And he wants to get them on the Facebook page. He wants to get them to like him, because then they'll get his content when he posts new content. On Twitter, he wants to get them to follow him so that when he posts new content, it's automatically mailed to them. Okay, with your blogs, and I didn't talk about that, but you can do what's called RSS feeds, where you can, every time you put information up there, it's automatically sent out to people. If you can get them to sign up to your mailing list, now you've got an even better way to send information to them, information that they want to hear. Now, with email marketing, as you ratchet that up, and somewhere I was reading some statistics, and I think I talk about that in our email marketing campaign, but there's actually a certain percentage that they say, you know, I can't remember what it is now, I have to go back and look at it, but it's like 1 in 10 emails can be an advertising email. So you just sort of start at the bottom with a stranger and work your way up to the point that you can actually send advertising out to people that they want, that they've asked for, and then they'll move forward. The neat thing about this machine is that it gives you access to literally billions of people. So it's such an immense thing that you can do with this just because of the pure volume of the people that are out there. Okay, let's talk about our fuel minimum recommendations. Okay, for blog posts, we recommend at least doing one blog post a week, probably of 500 to 600 words. Remember, not advertising, good content that people are interested in. Think about your business and what content can your business provide that's related to your business that people want to know about, they want to learn about in your niche market, and provide that content. So at least once a week, okay? With Twitter, we recommend a minimum of one tweet per day. And you know what? You're only talking one little short sentence or two short sentences. So not a huge thing, but we recommend doing that every day, one a day. Facebook, same thing. You should put a post in your Facebook at least once each day. And, I mean, some of those can be back and forth. If you put a blog post up, you can put a tweet out there that tells people, hey, I just put a blog post up. It's about this. You'll be interested in it. Again, we're just using that fishing lure to pull people in. And so you can put those in there that go back and forth between these two to drive traffic back and forth into your website and then to get people to sign up to your mailing list. If you add content to your website, wherever you add content or whatever's going on, if you're going out to a trade show or, you know, whatever, post that information, tweet information out there that can be beneficial to you. And you know, there you can get into more information about, you know, each of these on how to do that. And today's information is just to really get you introduced to it so that you can build a basic social media marketing machine. Okay? Now you can say, oh my gosh, that's a lot of work. And if I have to remember, if you're like me, I can remember anything for 3 seconds or less. I can guarantee. But after 3 seconds, no guarantee. And I'm real good at, you know, starting, but I'm not as good a finisher. I forget to do things. And so, you know, I set up these great plans about I'm going to do a post every day, and I'm good for 3 or 4 days, and then something happens, and I forget about it, and there's the rest of the story. I fail. Okay? There are a lot of great tools out there that will help you to overcome that fault. Okay, one example is a program called Hootsuite. And with Hootsuite, what you can do, first of all, it can bring everything all into one spot. So you don't have to log into Facebook, log into Twitter, log into your blog, log into all these other social media sites. You can just do it all in one spot. Okay. With Hootsuite, I can have all of my different accounts in front of me. And like I say, this is only one, and there are a lot of different other packages that do the same thing, and there are different ways you can do it. But there are great tools out there. And I go up here to the top where it says Compose Message. I can compose that message, and then I can say, okay, I want you to send this message to Facebook and Twitter, and then bam, it does it, and it sends them all out at once. Okay, so first of all, that's an incredible savings, especially if you have more sites than just the three. Now you can do it all in from one spot. You type the text in once, then bam, it goes out. Okay, but you can control it all from here, which saves you a lot of work. Okay, even better, we can eliminate this problem of, you know, the 3 day I forgot thing. Because you can also go in here and you can schedule the tweets. So I enter my tweet, I tell it where to send it to, and I can pre-program it when to send it. So in my 3 day period when things are good and I'm remembering, okay, I could go through and schedule my whole month's tweets ahead of time. Then maybe I put a thing on my calendar next month to remember to go pre-program it again and put all my tweets in there. That's probably a little ridiculous to do them a month out, but you know, maybe if I could do my tweets once a week, I could pre-program all my posts once a week. And so what I try to do, if I can, is I try to pre-program at least my one a day. And then, I mean, things happen too. You know, oh, wow, cool. I just met with this customer. They said how great we were. And I can go post that. So I have my standard down, so I'm getting my whatever my goal is to do one a day if it's tweets. I've got all those in there. And then as things happen, and if I remember, which I hopefully do, I can go post that as well. So now I've got two tweets for today, or three tweets for today, or two postings, you know. So, but that way I keep my constant pressure going, my constant information going out there, and then I just add other things to it as they come up if I can remember. And if I forget or I have a crisis, which I do have occasionally, or, you know, I'm out of town or something like that, then my machine is still running and it's still working even without me. So you can look at these kind of tools, which are very, very helpful in this process as well. Okay. So now, if we look at our machine, we've really got a pretty basic machine. It can just work for us. Okay, so once you've got this basic machine set up and working, you've got your email list linked into things, you've got it all built, and you've got it all working. Where do you go from here? Okay, so that's only three But there are many, many more social media sites out there. Once you get your basic machine working, then you just add one at a time, keep adding social media sites to your machine. And one of the best places to do that, whichever tool you pick, like Hootsuite, you can go and look at what other sites they post to. Okay, so once you've added those, you've gone out to that site, you've got it all set up, you've got your account created, you've got everything working like you want, you go back to Hootsuite or whichever package you're using, link it to it, and now that same content that you've created for three sites can go out to four, or it can go out to five, or go out to six, okay? So you're just building on your basic machine until you have created a very, very successful information. Again, the real key to this is think of the phishing thing. You've got to think of your potential customers. What information are they interested in? Or what content can you provide them? Okay, what you're doing is you're basically giving something away to get something back. So instead of spending a whole lot of money on, a television ad or something like that, the interruption marketing, what you're doing is you're giving them content, okay? And if you don't want to write the content yourself, there are great services out there of people who will write and develop content for you, okay? You can hire people remotely to do that. There's a great service, if I can remember what the name of it is. You know, I get talking to a bunch of people and my mind draws a blank. Textbroker.com. If you go into textbroker.com, you can go in there and you can basically say, okay, I want an article. I want a blog post. It needs to be 600 characters long. Here are the keywords I want worked into it, and here's the topic, and I will pay you anywhere from 2 to 6 cents. You can tell them how much you bid on it, okay? And supposedly, the higher the bid, the better quality writer you're going to get, okay? And I've used TextBroker. Most of the time I get back, good content. I mean, occasionally I'll get a dud, but I'm not spending a whole lot of money for that, and I'm not spending a whole lot of my time to do that. And there are other services out there where you can do that same type of thing. And when I get this up on our website, I'll actually put some links out there to those kinds of services so you don't even have to develop that content for yourself, okay? You could go out and say to somebody, okay, my job is I want 4 blog posts, okay, of 600 characters. Here are the topics. Here's the keyword for each one. You do that once. You got your blog posts back. You put them into your Hootsuite or whatever package it is to post those out there. You've got your content. You've got everything all created. You've built a machine, and it is just going to run for you, okay? And if you can get good content that draws people into it, into your site, you can keep it going. You're gonna get a lot of goodie points from Google if you do it right for your website as well, because of your use of keywords and because of the links that you work into these things. They're gonna give you better listings in their search engines. Google, in the last month or so, has made major changes to their search algorithms, and they are giving much, much higher relevance to social media sites. So links going to your website from social media sites are going to move you up in the search engine rankings. So this is a win-win-win-win-win-win deal, any way you look at it. You know, if you don't get people signing up to your mailing list, you can still get higher search engine rankings, so you're going to win. If you get people signing up to your mailing list, you're going to win. There are so many ways to win with social media marketing that it's just almost a no-brainer. You just need to do it, and it just takes a little effort and a little planning. It's not all that complicated to do. You can set it up, and hopefully today I've illustrated it for you in the most basic way so you can understand. I mean, it can seem there's so many out there, there's so many social media sites and so much going on that it just seems daunting because it seems so complicated. It doesn't have to be. Start at a basic level and build yourself a basic machine. Learn bit by bit. Once you get this working, add one to it, and you can build up an incredible social media marketing machine. It can give you the opportunity to really have a relationship with lots of people. I mean, it's just like a big party out there, you know? If you get a good social media site, people will be asking you questions. You can answer them back. You know, don't be afraid of somebody making a negative comment. Learn from it. Grow from it. It's really not that you have a negative comment from somebody out there. It's how you respond to it, because you have an opportunity to come back so you can really show off, you know, how you take care of problems. So don't be afraid of that either. Social media is a powerful, powerful medium that you can use in your business. Okay, so now let's go into question and answers here. I don't have anyone that's typed any questions into the question box. So if you have a question, again, you have two options at this point. Oh, okay. I guess I do have a question. But you have two options at this point for any questions. One, you can type it into the question box, and I'll answer it that way. Or if you click on that little hand button and you have a microphone, I will unmute your microphone and you can ask me the question. The first question that I have that was typed in is, what about YouTube? Okay. YouTube is another incredible, and it is a social media spot, for lack of a better term. But and YouTube is really an incredible opportunity. And I would certainly include it in here. The reason that I didn't include it is in the main three is because it does require you to produce a video. Okay, and I'm going to be putting on another webinar here in the future where we're going to talk just about YouTube and using it. But it's an incredible, incredible opportunity just because it indexes so fast. I put a video up there the other day, and it was indexed into the YouTube search engine or whatever within 10 minutes. Okay, I put three videos out there, and I syndicated them out to other websites as well. A few weeks ago, and within 7 days, I had developed 2,600 backlinks. So YouTube can be an incredible social media site as well. The trick to it is, you know, you can write some text, you can write a tweet. That's simple, okay? And I wanted to keep this simple. You can write a tweet. There's not much to writing a tweet. Blog posts a little more difficult just because of the number of words there, and you can go out and you can find somebody to do that for you relatively inexpensively. And the same thing with Facebook. You can put videos up on Facebook and you can put audio up there, but you know, at a basic level, you can get the text in there pretty simply and pretty easily. YouTube is a little more complexity because you've got to overcome that thing of producing a video, which isn't much really, because I mean, you can take a video with your video camera, and anymore, it's so easy to put videos together. If you don't like to be in front of the camera, you can actually edit videos with free software and put, you know, slideshows up and just talk while you're doing it with the kind of a PowerPoint presentation kind of a thing. But yes, very, very powerful tool, and probably the very next thing that I would be looking at really hard on my things to do. The next question is, where can you get Hootsuite? And the answer is Hootsuite.com. If you just go to Hootsuite.com, I think they have a free package, or, you know, if you want to have more sites on there, you can actually subscribe. It's not a whole heck of a lot of money. I think even for the first level of the subscribed, I think is $5 a month or something. So, there are some other package. One of the ones I'm looking at right now is, called iContact. And iContact combines two things together. I'm just doing a trial of that one, but it provides you with this mailing list that we're talking about. So you can do mass mailings, and you can do autoresponders and all that kind of stuff with the mass mail thing for your mailing list. But now they've just added a new module recently that also allows you to pre-program, again, your social media content. And I haven't tried that yet. I noticed that they just came out with it, and I haven't had a chance. I've signed up for the trial, but I haven't played with it yet. So there are lots more tools coming to allow you to do that. Okay. The next question is there a way to export the lists of people that you're connected to? Okay, let's take those individually. If you look, the answer is pretty much the same across the boards, but let's just use Twitter as an example, okay? When people sign up to Twitter, their information is really not public, okay? So everyone uses their Twitter handle, their name that they made up, okay? And so when they link to you, what you're going to see is their Twitter handle. And that does not give you a lot of information, okay? You can export that information, and you can get out of it, you know, a list of all the Twitter handles you've got, but there's not really too much you can do with that. And that's really what makes this whole thing work, okay? If you've got somebody that wants to sign up to your mailing list directly, they're going to be a little hesitant because they don't know you, okay? They're apprehensive. So what makes this whole thing work is the anonymity. They can go out and visit your Twitter page. They can get your tweets. They can actually move to the next level and have you start sending your tweets to them without giving you too much. So they're not risking much, okay? So what you're doing is you're building a relationship. This is all relationship building, and that's what makes this work. So you can get their Twitter handles. You can get their Facebook names. But it's not the only way to really start getting the information where you can start getting them is just move up to the next level. I mean, you start with, you know, just a little piece of information at a time. They're just taking a little risk. You know, that fish is just nibbling on the bait. And, you know, they just, maybe that's a bad description because we're not really hooking them. Hopefully, in your business, you're helping people when they come to you. And I like to look at my business for that way. You know, I'm not hooking them, but I'm actually helping them. And so, you know, but I'm getting them to a level of trust. I'm slowly building trust and confidence. They don't have to make that decision immediately, okay? They can try me out a little bit. They can learn what I'm like. They can get my information and try to see, you know, how much I really know before they start giving me and making a risk by giving me more of their private information. So, so that's a complicated answer, but I guess you have to work your way up the ladder. So, okay. Got that. Next question. Can EasyNet Tools have a simple tutorial on how to add social media icons to your website? And that's a good thought. We will work on that. It's not too complicated. I could probably just have tech support produce a little video or tutorial on how to add those. Because when you set up a Twitter account, you want to go through every page of your website and put a link to your Twitter account and to your Facebook account on your website. So that's a good thought and a good comment. And I will talk to tech support and see if I can get them to put together a quick little tutorial on how to do that. So appreciate that comment. Okay, we have any more questions, type them in or raise your hand and we can talk about it. So don't see any more coming right away. So I guess we'll go ahead and wrap up today's webinar. Hopefully everyone has learned the importance of social media marketing and how to build a basic social media marketing machine. I would like to introduce to you, if you haven't learned about it already, our Launch to Success program. And we have a website out there that we're creating. It's just brand new. We're just kind of putting it together. It's still pretty rough. But if you go to launch2success.com, there's a website there, and we are building a whole series of training out there, videos and audios and tutorials on how to do all this kind of stuff. And hopefully we're going to have, when we're done with this thing, a great resource with information from everything from how to build a great website, how to drive traffic to the website, uh, and, and just lots and lots of good information how to increase your conversions on your website out there. And so we're starting to get some good information. We've just taken some of our past webinars and put them up there for now. And then we've started going through and making those much more concise. So instead of just being a live webinar recording, we're actually producing them so we have much more control. They're scripted out and we can make sure and remember. Because, you know, sometimes I get into these webinars and you know, I choke, I cough, I forget about, you know, where I was going and I don't remember to say something. And so if they're scripted, we can have a little bit more control and a little bit better information. But the webinars also give us a good way to, you know, have questions and see what things we missed and to, it's like they always say when you're giving a talk, you give three talks. You give the one you planned, you gave the one you gave, and then when you're done, you have the talk that you should have given. And so with this, hopefully we can do the webinars, and then when we get to that third one, we can give the talk we should give, and we'll produce it and actually remember to get more of the things in there that we should. So now I've got more questions coming up, so I guess we'll go back here. Let's see. Is the webinar available for later that we are watching? And what I'm going to do with this webinar is I am recording it, and we'll just cut the end and the beginning and the end off a little bit and probably post it out there temporarily until we actually produce this one. Like I say, produce that the third one where we actually go through and write the script and edit it out. And this one will probably be a placeholder that will be there in the meantime. So that's why I say that the Launch to Success site will be a little bit rough because it's got some of these live webinar recordings out there. So you should be able to, in a few weeks, go out and watch that. Okay, next question. Can we get a copy of this presentation? Okay, answered that. What about LinkedIn? Another, if you're doing B2B or business to business, LinkedIn is another good social media place that you can go. I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure that Hootsuite does allow you to post to LinkedIn as well. So again, like I said, once you've got your main three set up in your machine, you can go back and add in LinkedIn. You can go back and add in YouTube. There are just literally hundreds of them out there. And you know, if you look at the big names are Twitter, Facebook. Blogging is good. WordPress blogs, Blogspot, YouTube, LinkedIn, those are the big dogs. Look at some of the websites for your competitors and see who they're using for social media. Look at websites in general and see who they're using for social media. And then you can add those to your website. Because, you know, there are gazillions out there. There are gazillions of them out there. But which ones are really worth your time? Okay. Start with the ones that are going to give you the biggest bang for your buck first and then work your way down the ladder. And hopefully as we get further into this thing, you can go out to Launch to Success, and I will give you a whole list of links of social media sites that you can go to and work your way down the list as we work on this thing. I want to have lots of content, lots of information. Our goal with Launch to Success is to help people be more successful on their internet with their business by providing them with information, tools, links, all that kind of stuff. Okay, next question. Thank you so very much for being very helpful. Okay, you're certainly, thanks for the comment. Okay, well, we'll wrap up our webinar today. I would certainly like to thank everyone for coming. Hopefully you've got something out of this, and we will keep the information coming your way. Please visit Launch to Success. I'm going to be putting up we're just working on these webinars and scheduling them out. Our goal is to produce a webinar every Thursday at 2:00 from now forward. And so we'll be covering a whole myriad of different topics, and you'll be able to go out to Launch to Success, see what webinars are upcoming, and click on the link and subscribe to them. So hopefully everyone has a great day today. Go out there and network with people all over the world. use social media marketing. It can be an incredible tool for your business. So thanks for coming. Have a great day.